At the end of Mishnah Dalet, we learned that generally speaking, Tfuah and Kitnias, the grains and the beans, have all the five conditions to be Mechuyev and Pei. A food that's commonly eaten, they don't grow on ownerless fields, it has to be a field that has an owner, its roots come from the ground, unlike mushrooms, they ripen at the same time, you can put them away for storage, they don't spoil quickly. Our Mishnah continues to explain, Ubi Ilu, when it comes to trees, these trees are Mechuyev and Peya. Ha'oig, the oig tree. What's an oig tree? Says the Batnura, it's a tree that has little red fruits. In the Lashon that the Batnura spoke, it's called Kurnei Ulis. In the second Mishnah, the Rambam says, the oig is a kind of a tzemach that's used to process skins, and in Arabic it's called sumak. The berries that come along with it are roi liachila. The cheruven are carobs. Yiddish we call it baksa. The lagoizim are nuts. Some say walnuts. Vashkeidim, almonds. Vakfanim, grapevines. Vareminim, and the pomegranate trees. Vazesim, and the olive trees. Vatmarim, and the date trees. These are for sure chayavim bepeya. They have all of the klalim. But lav dafka. It means if you have other trees that also have the klalei peya, the five things, and they too would be mechuyev.